We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 1st chapter, text 36. This is Gadya verse, recitation will be a little difficult. I'll just read it once and then we'll go to the translation.
Sa evam parimitam balam parakrama ekadatu devarshi charananushayana nupati gana visarga sansargena nivrutta mimatmanam manyamanam atmar nirveda idamaha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. While enjoying his material opulences with full strength and influence, Maharaj Priyavrat once began to consider that although he had fully surrendered to the great saint Narada and was actually on the path of Krishna consciousness, he had somehow become again entangled in material activities. Thus, his mind now became restless and he began to speak in the spirit of renunciation. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17 it is said,
Taktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan pakvo tapate tato yadi yatra kva bhadram abuddha mushyakim kovartha apto bhajatam swadharmataha.
One who has forsaken his material occupation to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in the occupational duties, does not gain anything. If one somehow or other comes to the shelter of a great Vaishnava, takes to Krishna consciousness because of sentiment or realization, but in course of time falls down because of immature understanding, he is not actually fallen. For his having engaged in Krishna consciousness is a permanent asset. If one falls down, therefore, his progress might be checked for a certain time, but it will again become manifest at an opportune moment. Although Priyavrat Maharaj was serving according to the instructions of Narada Muni, meant for going back home, back to Godhead, he returned to the material affairs at the request of his father. In due course of time, however, his consciousness for serving Krishna reawakened by the grace of his spiritual master Narada. Jai Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra ki. Shri Radha Raj Bihari ji ki. Chita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6.41, Suchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yogo Brashto Bhi Jayate. One who falls down from the process of bhakti is again offered the opulence of the demigod. And after enjoying such material opulence, he is given a chance to take birth in the noble family of a pure Brahmana or in a rich family. To be given the chance to revive his Krishna consciousness. This actually happened in the life of Priyavrat. He is the most glorious example of this truth. In the due course of time, he no longer wanted to enjoy his material opulences and his wife, kingdom and sons. Instead, he wanted to renounce them all. Therefore, after having described the material opulences of Maharaj Priyavrat, Sukadeva Goswami in this verse describes his tendency for renunciation. The word Devarshi Charananu Shayana indicates that Maharaj Priyavrat, having fully surrendered to the great sage Devarshi Narada, was strictly following all the devotional processes of regulative principle under his direction. In regard to strictly following the regulative principle, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Dandavat pranama stan anupatitaha. By immediately offering obeisances, dandavat, unto the spiritual master, and by strictly following his directions, the student becomes advanced. Maharaj Priyavrat was doing all these things regularly. As long as one is in the material world, he has to be under the influence of the modes of material nature, guna visarga. It is not that Maharaj Priyavrat was freed from material influence because he possessed all the material opulences. In this material world, both the very poor man and the very rich man are under material influences. For both wealth and poverty are creations of the mode of material nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.27, Prakrute Kriyamanani Gune Karmani Sarvashah. According to the modes of material nature, we require the material nature. According to the modes of material nature, we acquire the material nature gives us facility for material enjoyment.
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
वाइल एंजॉइंग हिज मटेरियल अपलेंसेस विथ फुल स्ट्रेंथ एंड इन्फ्लुएंस महाराज प्रियव्रत वंस बिगैन टू कंसिडर दैट ऑल्दो ही हैड फुल्ली सरेंडर टू द ग्रेट सेड नारद एंड वॉज एक्चुअली ऑन द पाथ ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस ही हैड समहाउ बिकम again entangled in the material activities. Thus his mind now became restless and he began to speak in the spirit of renunciation. Hare Krishna. I feel very incompetent. At the same time I seek the blessings of Yadavar Prabhu and all senior assembled Vaishnavas so that I can do attempt to glorify Bhagavatam, Krishna and purify my own heart. Today's shloka in the chapter, the activities of Maharaj Priyavrat, is a like turning point, climax. Till now, 35th verse, all glories and wonderful activities of Priyamart Maharaj has been described. How he wanted to go back home, back to Godhead, fixed in his service. Then when service came to him, as per offered by his father, he took it on the request of Brahmaji and practiced, and very big opulence is described. And in this particular shloka, in his mind he became restless. This point is explained. And now onwards, another verse starts about lamenting and explaining about his own state of heart, his mind. We find same kind of situation, even though this verse is spoken by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, also comes in the life of Parikshit Maharaj as described by Shukadev Goswami. Atma jaya suta gara pashu dravina bandushu rajya cha vikale nityam virudha mamata juho. Parikshit Maharaj, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Krishna, was able to give up all deep-rooted affection for his personal body, his wife, his children, his palace, his animals like horses and elephants, his treasury house, his friends and relatives, and his undisputed kingdom. Similarly, also in the purport, Prabhupada mentions about Priyavrat Maharaja's case, how he has become detached from it completely. And in the beginning part, as in the translation, Prabhupada mentions, that state of Priyavrat Maharaj's mind, that I am getting entangled, even though my goal is very fixed, I want to go back to Godhead, but I am somehow getting entangled in it. So Prabhupada in the purport, in the beginning part, is telling all how the Krishna consciousness is eternal. There is no loss at any point of time. Quoting the very famous verse, Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harir. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions, but it is so happens, purport of Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harir. But it so happens sometimes that one surrenders himself unto the service of the Lord by some temporary sentiments, and in the long run, due to so many other reasons, he falls down from the path of his service by undesirable association. And Prabhupada gives there various examples of Bharat Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, and Ajamil. That how Bharat Maharaj, he was a big samrat and having kingdom all over, but he left it out as a malavat, just like person passes the stool and doesn't look at it. He gave up all his kingdom, his beautiful wife, and went into the forest just to intensify his more Krishna consciousness. And after going to the forest, in his practice, in his regular discharges of devotional service, he somehow get attracted towards a stag, towards a deer, and his affection grows more and more, and that becomes the source of his distraction. As Prabhupada mentions, this undesirable association, or in case of Maharaj Bharat, we can say there was no association, somebody to remind him. But he has undesirable association, getting more and more affected and affectionate towards this deer, stag. So because of that, we see that at the time of death, one time when he was doing his puja and when deer was not seen around, he was very disturbed in mind, rather than focusing on the goal which he had taken as a goal of his life, he got distracted and started looking for the deer in the forest. All over the forest he was searching, and at one point of time he just toppled at one place, fell down in the deep pit, and was to leave the body, and at that time exactly the deer came there. So looking at the deer, he left the body. And what happens? As per the Gita, he got the same body in the next life. He became a deer. But as mentioned here by Prabhupada, there is no loss in bhakti. So this deer, this stag, was Krishna conscious deer. He would go and stay near the hermitage of the sages and hear what's going on there, Krishna Katha. So even though the body was changed, but the consciousness remains fixed, the same. And he continued his devotional service. Eventually we get to know that this deer also left the body while meditating on the wonderful words and sound of that sages. And then he comes as a Jadabharat in the family of a Brahmana, where he got an opportunity to practice his Krishna consciousness. And he took a full advantage of it, even refusing to the all Brahminical principles also, you know, becoming at a level of Mahabhagavat, always remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. So, even though the situations has come in the life of Bharat Maharaj, he had to undergo three lifetimes, you know, to perfect his life. But as promised, you know, there is no loss in the practice of devotional service. Even though apparently looking it's a fall, apparently looking it's like stopped, Krishna consciousness is not able to practice. But a consciousness is always fixed. It's like permanent asset. Generally, we give example. There are two banks. One is Diwala Bank and one is Shashwat Bank. So Diwala Bank is about to be like get bankrupt very soon. We don't know. The interest rate is very high, 15, 20 or 25. But there is no surety of safety and protection. But Shashwat Bank, interest rate is 10. But fixed, you are sure to get in the next life. So Krishna consciousness is like Shashwat. Wherever person is there, the change of body is like a change of dress for him. He just changes it and takes it new and start again practicing. There is no loss in his practice. Similarly, Prabhupada mentions about the life of Chitraketu Maharaj also in the same purport. Chitraketu Maharaj, in fact, prior to this incident when he was looking at Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva giving the discourse on renunciation, and in his mind and thought he was thinking, who else can do this other than Lord Shiva? And he smiled, but it was taken in other way. Just before this incident, he had a darshan of Supreme Lord, and he was very happily practicing, glorifying Supreme Lord. In fact, when he was going in this plane along with all the damsels of heavenly damsels, and they are singing the glories of the Supreme Lord. But while doing so, there was apparently break in his life, and he came as a demon, because there was a curse given by Mother Parvati to him that your mentality is like demon, you become a demon, and he become a Vritrasur. Even though he was such a hefty giant and very big stout body, was killing soldiers under his just legs, feet, but his consciousness was always fixed in Krishna. Even though Indra was trying, Indra world is club, and he caught hold of it and threw it back. It hit to this Airavat elephant, and he went back and fell. By seeing that power, Indra got little doubt in the mind whether I'll be able to defeat him or not. But Vritrasur gave him assurance, use your thunderbolt, because it is told by Supreme Lord. So he has such a firm faith and conviction in the words of the Supreme Lord, that even though it is meant for his own death, but he knew this is told by the Lord, it has to happen. And he gave confidence to Indra to kill him himself. That, pick up your thunderbolt and hit on me. And he was, then he saw that somehow with God confidence and getting somehow gathering the courage, he got thunderbolt and started hitting. And that time Vritrasur is thinking, soon, kill me soon, finish me off so that I can go back home back to Godhead. So apparently in the demon body, but his consciousness is fixed going back home back to Godhead. He is telling to Indra that you be here, you rule, you be victorious, but I want to go back home back to Godhead, kill me soon. And he went to the state of trance, samadhi, and therefore for Indra it took one full year to chop off his neck with the thunderbolt. So apparently there was a change of his body, his state, his surrounding. But the consciousness was fixed. His Krishna consciousness was eternal and he was going ahead. So, Bhagavad Gita says, Nihad Vikramana Shosti Pratyabhayo Na Vidyate Svalpam Apiyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminish. And a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. And Prabhupada explains, what is this most dangerous type of fear? Gliding down to the animal species. Practically, we don't have to have a lot of proofs for that if we look around in the surrounding, in the modern civilization. Even though, as Prabhupada rightly termed and coined it as a two-legged animal, it's the same situation. People are on the street, on the offices, on the society, but activities are ahara nidra abhayamaya tunamcha. There is no emphasis on dharma. Dharma nahi na pashu bhi saman. So much so that we can see the recent controversy also. In the words of God are taken in different fashion and termed and coined in such a way that somehow stop the divine activities of the Supreme Lord and His devotees. The recent acquisition on Bhagavad Gita as it is. Of course, it's another way, is a plan of the Lord and Prabhupada that they wanted to make it very famous. It has become famous all over the world now. Everybody asks. Devotees are sharing that whenever they go for distributing the book, people ask, is it the same Bhagavad Gita which is banned? Yes, this is the same Bhagavad Gita banned which you can take now. And people are very curious about knowing the controversies. So, it's another way. So there is no diminish, there is no loss. People are becoming completely. And if the life goes like this, it is a sure shot gliding down to the animal species of life. This is not very far. In the purport of Nihad Vikramana Shosti, Prabhupada writes, any work begun on the material plane has to be completed. Otherwise, the whole attempt becomes a failure. Somebody started business, somebody started some career, somebody started something. It has to be completed, then only it is success. But on the spiritual path, once it's begun, it's a permanent asset. It's never going to be lost. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Ji Ki, Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman Ji Ki, Nitai Gaur Chandra Ki, Jai. So there is never a loss in this process of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada mentions in the next purport, third paragraph, the words Devarshi Charananushrayanam indicates that Maharaj Priyavrat, having fully surrendered to the great sage Devarshi Narad, was strictly following the devotional process of regulative principles under his direction. So for us, as a conditioned soul in this material world, the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, these are the like fencing, these are the wall where we get complete protection and our activities, our behavior is completely channelized. Living entity has self-consciousness more, I and mine. Whereas the scriptures always talks about I and mine to reject it, to come to the Lord and Lords, everything. And scriptures, Guru, Sadhu, they tell us to dawdle our all activities. I was hearing from Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj, he was telling that how the process of deity worship is the process of taking one's own consciousness from the self to the Supreme Self, Supreme Lord. Because person, he is very much engaged in his own all activities. Early morning he gets up, then take bath, then get ready for himself, do his activities, eat. So all these activities are taken and engaged in the service of the deities. A person gets up early morning, gets ready to wake up the deities, abhishek, have a darshan, shringar darshan, decorating the deities. And all this means a person's consciousness doesn't remain to the I and mine, but a Lord and Lords. Gets completely transformed from his I to the Supreme Lord. That is how the scriptures, the instructions of spiritual master, and the sadhus guides us on the path back to Godhead. And even though Maharaj Priyavrat, he had taken a big charge of this whole universe governing his kingdom, but it was under the instruction of his spiritual master Devarshi Narada, and he was strictly following it. Regarding strictly following, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments here that Dandavat Pranamas Tan Anupatitaha, by immediately offering obeisances unto the spiritual master and strictly following the direction, his direction, a student become advanced. So the whole scriptures is the two things: what is to be done, vidhi; what is not to be done, nishedh. And if one follows that by the expert instructions and guidance of spiritual master, who knows how it is just fitted and required, a person can immediately quickly advance in the process of Krishna consciousness. And any deviation from the spiritual master's instruction can lead us to the again path gliding to the animal species of life. And we see those with the devotees who are strictly adhering to the instructions and the principles given by the spiritual master, their destination is assured, going back to Godhead. I was hearing the wonderful pastimes being shared about Yamuna Mataji recently in Radharasgari temple. That she was told by George Harrison, who was a top personality, attractive personality at that time, that she can become a top singer, a world class number one singer, because her voice is so deep and with so much devotion. But she said, she refused that. She said, I have given myself to Prabhupada. There is no separate agenda now. My life goal is clear, to serve Prabhupada. Conditioned mind could have said, you know, anyway, now getting good opportunity, I can engage everything in Krishna service nicely. I can become good singer also, and I can sing all Hare Krishna Mahamantra or bhajan. But the focus is very clear, and we see the departure. Mataji sitting on the chair, chanting the holy names. It's a just change of address. The service is continuing, remembrance of Lord Krishna is continuing. Attraction is focused on the Supreme Lord. So there is no loss on the practice. And this instruction of spiritual master is the saving grace to come back. We hear in the life of a great Vaishnava Acharya, Yamuna Acharya. Yamuna as a boy was a very scholarly, with profound wisdom of Vedic knowledge. And once a debate was called in the kingdom to debate with a person who was appointed in the as a king's main person, a very Shastric Pandit, a king Kolahal. Kolatunga or Kolahal? Kolahal. And this Kolahal, king said, no, let's have a debate. And queen just said, if he wins, what will you give to him, this boy? And king was saying, no, I'll give my half of the kingdom. And to the surprise of king, this Yamuna boy, he won. He defeated thoroughly the minister of this Kolahal. And he got a kingdom, half of the kingdom, as promised by the king. And Yamuna, being a very smart, intelligent, chivalrous, having full, clear intelligence, with that half kingdom, he started expanding his kingdom. So much so, that he took over almost all provinces around and became very undisputed king that time. Completely engrossed in. Whereas his grandfather, Nathamuni, was very concerned about him, that what will happen to my grandson? He is supposed to be Lord Ranganath, Lord Vishnu's devotee, but he is getting entangled more and more. So he has appointed his one of his disciples, Ramamishra, to somehow bring him back on the path of Krishna consciousness. His grandfather left over a period of time, and this Ramamishra, he arranged one trick. He said, how I can make this king Yamuna into Yamunacharya, or not made him Yamunacharya, but just remind him what he is. Then he started giving one particular mode of shak, green leafy vegetable, tudavalai called. And he was regularly giving, it was cooked for the king every day. And king liked it very much. And one day, he purposefully did not give that shak. So king asked, where is that shak? Why it is not prepared, that sabji? And the person said that, there was one person who was regularly giving this, he did not give. So call that fellow, call that person immediately. I want to meet him, I want to see him. And then this person was brought in front of King Yamuna. Then he said that I am a disciple of your great grandfather Nathamuni, and your grandfather has given a very big wealth under my custody, and he had told that my grandson will need it at some point of time, kindly hand it over to him. And Yamunacharya said, yes, it is very important, I am in need, my treasury is almost empty now, I need some wealth, I want to attack the near kingdom, this, that. He had a lot of plans he had. And he said, yes, so the kingdom is for you only. So he said, let us go all. Told his all soldiers, ministers, let us go, we'll attack and get that all wealth back, which is kept by my grandfather. He said, no, this wealth is not for everybody. Only you alone have to come, without any weapons. Then he said, is it really worth, is it really important one? He said, yes, your grandfather cannot keep something ordinary for you. It's really amazing, very important, but alone you come. There's a black diamond in the hidden in the seven walls of a treasure. Like that he told him, convinced him, and he started taking in the forest. And while going through the forest, this Rama Mishra started reciting the Bhagavad Gita, Shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, second chapter. And when he was going ahead, and King Yamuna was following him barefoot behind, and he was reciting one shloka after another shloka, one chapter another chapter, and his all remembrance came, because the instructions of the Lord Gita that is being spoken to him, and he was hearing attentively. And as he came to the chapter of the core devotional service, 9th chapter onwards, particularly the 12th chapter, when he started hearing, he completely started into tears, and he was reminded of his all lost wealth of Krishna consciousness, and immediately stopped there. He said, I don't want any kind of wealth. Now I have been reminded of my original Krishna consciousness. I am not looking for anything else in my life. And then Rama Mishra tells him that, yes, your grandfather will not give any ordinary wealth. This wealth is this only. Come with me, I will give you. And then he takes him to inside the seven walls, that is the seven walls of Sri Rangam. And he takes inside and sees the diamond of Lord Ranganath. When he sees that, the beautiful form of the Lord Ranganath, he gets completely captivated by it and gets completely absorbed and comes back to his stage of practicing of Krishna consciousness and gets firmly established and start, and he went on becoming a great Vaishnava Acharya, Yamunacharya. So the instructions of the spiritual master Krishna as a Adi Guru in the form of Bhagavad Gita, it reminded him of everything and brought him to the process of Krishna consciousness again. In the concluding part of the purport, Prabhupada gives a warning that how for a living entity it is very essential and very important to know his constitutional position. Prabhupada is saying that two extremes of poor and poverty and richness, it is created by material modes, and both are dangerous. Person may get carried away while dealing with energy, because living entity being a tatastha is always prone to go to either one of the side, this or this. Therefore he has to be very very careful. He is on the seashore, whether to be out or to be in, that he has to decide. And on top of that, the modes are active and they are controlling all. Prakrute kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaha miti manyate. So while doing the activities which are in actuality done by three modes of material nature, a foolish who is deluded by false ego thinks, foolish person starts thinking that this is done by me, and this is mine, and starts identifying with more its creation. And that becomes a trap of Maya Devi to capture him back again in the material world. So, these moods are very powerful. According to the moods of material nature, we acquire the material nature, which gives us facility to material enjoyment. So at every step, while executing of our even devotional service in this material world, our devotee has to be very careful and concerned about how he sticks to the process of Krishna consciousness given by Srila Prabhupada, by his spiritual master, and focusing on it, he practices it very diligently. So this is in summary, as here we see in the translation, that Maharaj Priyavrat started thinking more that even though I had taken the service of ruling the kingdom under the instruction of Narada Muni, but I am somehow getting diverted, somehow I am getting more and more entangled and into the material creation or this energy or this kingdom, and that repentance came in his eyes, and with his restless mind he began to speak in the spirit of renunciation. The further shlokas will talk about more about what kind of thoughts and renunciation is coming in his heart and his mind. Thank you very much. Suji, can add to it something? Mike.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. So we understand that everything is being carried out by the modes of nature. And the question has been asked many times over the years, where is our independence? Could you elaborate?
As given in the chapter, as I'll just share my understanding, the sixth chapter, that triangle, Ishvara, Prakriti and Jiva. So the living entity desires, Lord sanctions, and material nature provides. So desiring part is complete in the hands of a living entity. As per his desire, and deserving and desired, both the factors, the nature provides him the necessary ingredient for the progress. So the freedom remains with the living entity. But it is in very minute, as is Anu part. This Lord is Vibhu and Jiva, living entity is Anu.
So that desire, just like we desire to speak, I'm speaking now. That's so it happens from the very from big desires down to very small desires and moment by moment desires, correct?
Yes,
that was my understanding also.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, could you kindly explain when King Priyavrata took over? Before him, who was the king? Where is this situation actually arised that there was no one to rule, and then Priyavrata was told? Before him, who was ruling, and where the situation arised?
I'll not be able to answer. I have not studied all these details. Maybe some other devotee can add to it. Anybody from the audience? He's asking us, what was the situation? Why Priyavrata had to take up the kingdom to rule? Why there was a nobody to lead? Why he had to take up that situation? So the Bhagavatam, which has been described before, story is trying to know.
One more question, can I?
Can we take timing? I don't know.
The King Priyavrata's that seven island. So with his
chariot.
Now these seven are, one of them is Jambudvipa, in which we are residing. Now the other six dvipas, I have not come to know where they are situated.
Yeah, they are in this earthly plane and beyond our sense perception, but still it's a part of material world. It's really vast. It's describe whole creation. This can be seen only through hearing, as per my understanding. Because I heard Vedic cosmology is quite complex, and maybe it will be very clear when our Vedic planetarium will come in the Mayapur Dham. It will give us clear understanding where we are.
We only know about Earth planet. And
yeah, this also is a small part of that Jambudvip.
It's a small part of
Jambudvip, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are other dvipas also.
Other six dvipas, we don't know where they are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.